sea rivers of pristine sea water. At high tide, the prepared salt ponds are filled with this water. Over spring and summer, processed only by ocean breezes and sunshine, the brine thickens and salt crystals float to the top. These are harvested with nets and deposited on wooden drainage flats to dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world. This salt is much more than a box of lifeless sodium chloride. Soldiers worth their salt were once paid with this valuable commodity. It contains 78 to 84 balancing elements. This is living salt, and once you have tasted it, you will never go back to anything else. I've seen this salt in gourmet shops for $30 a pound. Get it now at 4spectrum.us for under $8 a pound. Order 10 pounds and enter the coupon code AVRSALT at checkout and save $20. Ships free to your door or call 800-581-8906. Order today.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 28, 2010. Please remember that our mission church only survives through your kind gifts. We really need your prayers and continued support to spread the gospel and continue helping the poor and homeless. As donation, as far as donation goes, we are still trying to recover from the holiday season. Just as many of the families out there, they spend a lot of money during those seasons, what makes donations go down. And, you know, March is usually our biggest month for donations, but right, we got to get by till then, and we're now facing more. We need to pay radio up, and we are facing shutoff, and of course, we need money to buy food for the people. So please lift the mission church up in Wichita to prayer tonight. See if you're led to help. I don't want anything the Father doesn't want us to have, so make sure that you pray about it. You can donate online by PayPal or find us at our mailing address at our website, which is simply messiahsbranch.org, messiahsbranch.org. Anyway, why do we keep you informed? We keep you informed because beyond the fact that the Bible talks well about it in Ezekiel 33:6, this world is in such great turmoil, and most of the folks out there still don't get it. We are in that time of the end. That's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to come out of Babylon, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me, and I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. Or, of course, if you miss me or get the machine, you can email me with your phone number and or prayer request by going to the website or pastor@wichitahomeless.com. Now for a prayer before we bring on our guest tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, I ask that what comes out on this program is what you want to come out and not what I want. And I thank you so much for our time with the world this week. Amen and amen. Well, last week, if you were listening, we had Sid Roth on, who has a very large TV ministry called It's Supernatural. It airs on television and networks worldwide and many satellite and cable networks. But during the program last week, he was comparing the revivals of the church to the victories of Israel. He then surprised me when he said the next revival of the church would happen when Israel struck oil very soon. A little later, he said the reason that the Russians would invade Israel was over oil. Okay, now, this really did shock me because I really hadn't heard it before except from one person. Now, doing the research on this before the program and the materials he sent on the net, I found he, to my knowledge, or anything that I could find, he hadn't made any mention of this before the program, or at least that I could find. And what he said was the same that I had heard, only one other place. So I brought my friend on tonight who has found 30 scriptures promising oil on Israel, found scriptures locating 10 places to drill, how deep to drill, why oil has not already been found, and why God will give Israel a minimum of twice the amount of oil as Saudi Arabia. In fact, he's also started an oil company to drill for oil in Israel. So then now bring on with me my friend and the founder of the Prophecy Club, Apostle Stan Johnson. Welcome, Stan. Are you there with me?
I am.
Well, praise the Lord. Sorry for the slurred speech there. Anyway, I was really shocked. Did you hear what I said about Sid?
Yes, I did, and I think I have an understanding about why that happened now.
Well, praise the Lord. I wish you'd fill me on because, you know, I usually go by notes, you know, during a program. And first off, he really wasn't sticking to what that I thought the program was going to be laid out to be, which is all right. I pray for the Holy Spirit to lead us in the program. But he completely shocked me when he brought up about the oil in Israel, and I hadn't heard it from him before, or back I heard it from you. So what do you got to say about that?
I think he was reading from my letter to him. I sent him a letter. I'd have to look up and see exactly what the date is, but nevertheless, this will prove what I'm saying. I hold in my hand a postcard from his office dated January the 20th, 2010. And it says, "Dear friend, thank you for sending us your materials. Our research department will review what you have said. Please advise this review process may take 6 to 8 weeks. Well, in other words, I'd sent him a letter asking him to interview me on his program.
Mm-hmm.
Once before I had interviewed him on the Prophecy Club, and to me, I thought that that would be a kind gesture to turn around and interview me about prophecies of oil in Israel.
Well, sure, and return the favor.
Yeah, and I had sent him a letter in late December asking for that interview, and I don't think anybody else out there has the revelation about prophecies and oil in Israel to the extent that I do. In other words, I think I was the first one to connect that oil in Israel is associated with the Jews finding Jesus, and that the milk and honey is actually referring to yellow crude oil, and the location that I have according to the scriptures and according to Prophet Leslie. And I had mentioned all of that in the letter to him. And the only way I can figure it is he had just finished reading my letter and just it was on the tip of his tongue. He may have even had the letter in his hand. And none of that is saying bad about that. I'm just trying to explain why he had some revelations that were specific to me.
Okay, let me intercede here for a moment. He sent, as most people, and I ask you to do, and others, they send me materials, about maybe what they want to talk about on the program or whatever. And in his materials, he was covering about, he was comparing the Christian church and saying every time that the Jews or Israel had, succeeded in a victory, then there was a revival in a Christian church. And the last one that he said was that he expected another war to happen for the next revival. And so that's what I was expecting to say. So he had changed that. None of that was in his book. None of that was in the materials he sent me within the last couple of weeks. And so it wasn't, it was a complete surprise, I guess.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because, that's what I say. In fact, I mentioned you on the program to him because it completely threw me off,
Yeah.
It shocked me because, yes, I had heard other people talk about oil in Israel, such as Hayseed Stephen and other ones, but not in any extent. And some of the things all the things that you found. But what he brought up that also sealed the deal was when he said that he believed that the reason the Russians would invade Israel was because of the oil. And I knew, I knew in my heart that it had to be for your prophecy. I mean, it just was all over it because I know it well.
Well, and I think I was the first one that said that that would be the hook in the Russian jaw. Now, I know that others have said those exact words, but, I related that specifically to the dream that Prophet Leslie was given back in October 26th of 01.
Right.
And where the river of oil flows underneath Israel looks like a fish hook.
Yeah. Amen. We went over them before. We're going to go over them in a minute. But so do you? Is that what you think? Do you think that when you strike, I don't believe you're going to do it, when you strike oil in Israel, will that spark a revival among the Christian church?
I have no prophet or scriptures saying that. I believe that it's the thing of everything I read in the scriptures. It is going to be the thing that begins to show Israel that there is a God in heaven that loves them, and there is no, I can tell you this, according to the scriptures, there is no radio or TV or mass revival in Israel that gets them to turn to Jesus. It
Amen.
Is the hand of God and only the hand of God, and there are numerous scriptures that relate them receiving Jesus to the oil, and I can give you a couple examples on that if you want.
Okay, just a minute. Let me say this in a different way, because I'm trying to beat around the bush to something. You said several times on the program what you was going to do with the money. One of those things that you were going to do, the major thing you was going to do, is go on many more radio and even TV stations spreading the end time message. So, you know, I look for a lot of people to be waking up at that time. So it could very well, the reality of the time we're in, spark a revival among the church. And that's just my, that's not a thus saith the Lord, that's a kind of thus saith Dan. Okay?
Well, I believe that the oil, I believe this is a soul well. Now, I know that there's other companies that are drilling for oil in Israel, and they're going to use the money for some, hopefully, some very good causes. I know that one of them says that he's going to use this for some very good causes in Israel, and, of course, I don't have a problem with that. But
Amen.
I think the most important cause that Christians and Jews can use the money for, or any money for, is winning souls, keeping more people out of the flames of hellfire. There is no bigger or better call than that.
Well, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we got a lot of folks listening tonight. Just for the record, you folks out there, if you ever heard of TalkStream Live, which monitors all the programs that are playing right now, we right now are in the number six spot of all the people that are listening on the radio to the programs tonight. So it's your message is getting out there, Stan.
Well, I've got a scripture for you here.
Okay.
Here, this is one of the numerous scriptures, and I haven't dug up all of them. I mean, I've dug up all of the oil scriptures, but I haven't got them on the tip of my tongue here in a quick little note that shows how oil has to do with the Jews receiving Jesus. However, this is one of them, Isaiah 45:3, and it's about to talk about treasures of darkness, and I believe that that's referring to black crude oil and riches in secret or in hidden places. Then
okay.
It says, and I'll read it to you, then it says that he does this so that they will know that God gave them this blessing. Here it goes. Isaiah 45:3, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. We believe that that's crude oil hidden down deep in the earth,
mm-hmm.
that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by my name, am the God of Israel. So this is specifically saying, I am going to bless you with wealth, and we believe that is specifically dark crude oil in deep places, so that you will turn back to me. And there's other scriptures referred to that too. But the point is, I believe that oil is a major, not the only, but major part of Jews receiving Jesus.
Amen. Well, I know there are scriptures that, I don't know the scriptures quite as well as you do, but, amen, but I will say this, you know, we look at Israel and we talk about how the Lord God, our Father, blesses Israel and they become such a super rich nation. I don't think they've achieved that super richness, have they?
Oh, absolutely not.
Talk about?
No. Today they're still, and here's the way God does it. He holds the hand on top of them and holds them down until they have, you might say, served their sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Until for whatever wrong they've done, until they have reached the last day.
Okay.
And I believe that's where Israel right now is. And when he takes his hand of punishment off of them, very quickly. The Bible in one place says he will raise them up like an herb. An herb is the fastest growing plant or tree or anything on the globe. Mm-hmm. In other words, he raised Israel up to be wealthy and strong very quickly. When he takes his hand off of them for judgment, he will bring his hand and raise them up for blessing. It'll happen quickly.
Amen. I believe so also, but I believe in what you're saying, that principle. I know that's why I try to use the term Father and more than any other way that I describe our Lord. Because, you know, when he does deal out punishment, you know, it's just like my son. I'll keep him under his punishment, you know, in a loving manner until he reaches the end of his punishment. But then when he comes out, you know, he's blessed by it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, amen, I strongly believe what you just said.
I think that's the way it seems to be.
Amen. All right. Well, so let's go on into you want to give the folks some scriptures and go into what makes you think that God is going to indeed have this oil there?
Well, first of all, brothers and sisters, let me just say, I think it's very, very important that we bless the homeless. I think that's very important. And I say that because we're gonna go and do something here just a minute that you need to understand. You know, the reason God looked down and blessed Cornelius with allowing Cornelius to take the gospel to the Gentiles was because his alms came up before God. In other words, he gave to the poor. And throughout the Bible, when you see the greatest blessings come from God is when you give to someone that cannot return it. And when we give to the poor and the homeless, brothers and sisters, more perhaps than any other time, God sees what we give. So let me just, before I say this next statement, encourage us all in our giving. Don't forget the needy. Don't forget those people, especially the homeless. And let me erase one of your complaints in case you're thinking, oh, the reason they're homeless is because they're just bums, or they just won't work, or they're lazy. That is not the case. Sometimes their elevator just doesn't go as quite as high as it needs to. I'm trying to be kind about it. Sometimes they're not exactly home. And they do the best they can, but in our society these days, they just don't fit in. And they're good people, and they just need help. And they are looking to us to help. And I'll tell you what, there's a scripture that says, if we don't open our hand to the needy, then the cries of the needy will enter into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath, and it's not good. We don't want to find that we held our hand tied when some of our other brothers and sisters less fortunate than us, especially in this cold and winter and snow, that if they're sleeping outside and we're sleeping in the warmth, I fear the Lord. And so let me just say, brothers and sisters, don't forget them. Don't hold on. Don't keep the Bible says don't keep your hand, your fist tight. And I say that to say this. I never come on Pastor Dan's radio program trying to sell a DVD or get donations for our ministry. That's not my heart. But I do want you to get information. So with that in mind, we don't have time to cover all of it here, but I just did 5 30-minute radio programs. You can find them in the audio streaming section of the Prophecy Club website. You have to go to prophecyclub.com. You got to spell prophecy with a C, like Charlie. Prophecyclub.com. And it has a lot more on there about oil in Israel. I think you can Google prophecies. No, not Google. Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Prophecies of oil in Israel. You can watch like half of a DVD up there. Somebody put it up there.
Really?
So there's a lot of information you can get where I've talked about prophecies of oil in Israel. Now, for tonight, though, I found 30. Hayseed only found 17. I don't know of anybody else that has found as many scriptures about oil in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, I believe God has shown me. I know where the 10 locations are. I found 10 scriptures, 10 different locations where oil can be found. I know the best location. I know it by scriptures. I know it by a dream that where God spoke audibly now. This is not just a dream, but audibly to my wife, proven prophet, showing her where the river of oil flows underneath Israel. And I've also got some other guys that want to do an ELS scan. Dan, can we talk about that? That would be interesting.
Yeah, amen.
Okay.
Go right on. Got me fascinated. I'm listening. The only thing I'll add to what you previously said, like you said, is that there, folks, there's also a new kind of people out there. The census economy has hit, and believe me, I know, you're seeing a new kind of people hit homelessness beyond just the people's families talking about. We're talking about people with families that just lost jobs. Okay,
oh, yeah. And they want to work and will work, but they can't find, and there's going to be a whole lot more of them over the next 12 months.
Okay, go on with this wolf.
Okay, all right. So about 4 or 5 months ago, these two guys contacted me and they said, look, we got some former NASA scientists that have some high-tech means of finding crude oil. And if you give us this big pile of money, we'll go over there and scan your place in Israel and we'll tell you if you got any oil there.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin to explain that this is using ELF, that's extremely low frequency.
Right.
Now, I know that kind of like somebody drives by in a car and they have their music up loud and they have those big boom boxes and it goes right through the walls for crying out loud. They can drive down the street and it goes through the walls of your house. Well, that's low frequency. Mm-hmm. But extremely low frequency is how our military communicates with submarines down deep in the ocean. It goes right through the salt water, goes right through rock, whatever. And they said they use this ELF from satellite to see over wide areas of the country to see if there's anything down there.
Right.
And they said it can spot gold, silver, diamonds, any kind of a mineral, including gas, oil, water, everything. And they said, now, if you give us this big pile of money, we'll go over there and scan you a five mile by 5 mile area.
Mm-hmm.
And make a long story short, I didn't have a big pile of money.
You're right.
But they came back to me and they said, okay, look, two of these guys are Christians, and they have long believed that there's actually oil in Israel before they heard of you. But they just want to see if you know what you're talking about. They want you to give them the 4 GPS coordinates where you think oil is. Now, they're not going to tell you anything. They're not going to show you any of the fancy graphs and charts. They're not going to prove anything to you until you actually pay them. But they just want to go over and look and see if you know what you're talking about.
Hmm.
And I said, all right, fine. Here's the 4 GPS points. They came back and they said, brother, you hit it. They said, we didn't think you'd really found a thing. But they said, you have, quote, mountains of oil down there. As a matter of fact, they call it, what they termed it as endless oil. And they said, we've only seen this kind of endless oil in one other place on the globe, and that's Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Now, let me just show you the scriptures, and Dan, you're going to have to interrupt when you get close to that.
Well, we're going to interrupt right now because we're going down to about 40 seconds before break time. But that's just fascinating. And I know that the Lord's looking after them people so they won't go use your coordinates and do it because you're the one that's supposed to find that oil, I believe, don't you?
First of all, they got to have about $50 million.
Okay. Well, let's go on with it. You've got about 25 seconds. Why don't you give the Prophecy Club's email, or not email address, but website again, and
okay,
we'll go to break.
After the break, we're going to talk about why Israel will have twice the amount of oil as Saudi Arabia. Go to prophecyclub.com, P-R-O-P-H-E-C, as in Charlie, prophecyclub.com, and listen to some of our past radio programs, especially the ones about prophecies of oil in Israel.
Well, amen. It's time for break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Come on.
go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Here's what an expert says about distilled water. If you decide on bottled water, make sure it's distilled. However, in the long run, you'll save money if you clean your water at home. It's more convenient than hauling gallon jugs from the store. The gold standard for purifying your water is a system that distills your water and filters it. You have the comfort of knowing there is no chlorine, fluoride, bacteria, viruses, pesticides, or lead. You get nothing but H2O. Maximum health. Dr. Robert D. Willicks, Jr., M.D. Order your tabletop water distiller for $139.99 postpaid. It comes with everything you need to get pure distilled water. Go to superstore.theamericanvoice.com. That's superstore.theamericanvoice.com. Order now.
Can your family survive a food shortage lasting 2 weeks, 6 months, or maybe longer? Sound far-fetched? We live in precarious times. There is an ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by terrorist attacks, natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse. You owe it to yourself and family to prepare, and you can by getting a supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Our foods are time-tested to store for decades, require a minimum of time and energy to prepare while maintaining superior nutritional value, freshness, and taste. Our foods were designed for the space program and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. Contact the Freeze Dry Guy today at freezedryguy@landset.com. That's freezedryguy@landset.com or call 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333 and let them know you heard it on American Voice Radio.
Vitamin E prevents internal blood clots, but not all vitamin E is equal. Would you like to get a vitamin E that makes blood flow more smoothly than Plavix, but with no harmful side effects? Core Spectrum Natural Unesterified Vitamin E Complex has been called WD-40 for your blood. It actually lubricates the blood while it dissolves plaque. It prevents platelet aggregation and internal clotting. It neutralizes smoke, fumes, waste, and other harmful free radicals. Doctors report relief from angina, painful leg cramps, strokes, fibrocystic breast tumors, circulation problems, and much more. Get one bottle for $35 postpaid, two bottles for only $60 postpaid. Restore this vital nutrient removed from your food supply through food processing. Read more at 4spectrum.us, spelled number 4spectrum.us. Call 800-581-8906. That's 800-581-8906. Order today.
You've just heard the mistake.
This is Pastor Dan, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Remember, we're listening live, but please remember tonight to pray about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor. And we're now back with Apostle Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club, and we're talking about oil in Israel. Are you there with me, Stan?
Well, such is live radio, right? So you
yes,
can say
amen.
You're back, and then I'll
but
listen to
the music. Live radio. There's always something. It's not like you do. I want to say this for a moment. It's not like you do. You pre-record your programs, and they all come out great because you edit them. This is unedited. What you hear is what you get. It goes out. It's too late. So we have all kinds of little mistakes. But also, I just wouldn't trade live radio for anything. So praise the Lord, and let's go on with
well,
you all.
There was a long time that I didn't have, you know, before the computers could do all the fancy editing
oh,
they
really?
Do today. As a matter of fact, let me tell you about my most embarrassing incident on radio, live radio.
Okay.
Leslie and I were interviewing, you know, I was interviewing her, and she just like, you know, wasn't exactly very enthusiastic. So I pushed pause. But unfortunately, I didn't know that my tape recorder would only pause if there was nothing being said.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't pause, even though I pushed pause.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, hon, now, you got to be excited. You got to be enthusiastic. And went out on all the radio stations.
Oh,
we got several
goodness.
Calls. People said, well, now, Stan, you were certainly very nice to your wife about encouraging people enthusiastic.
That's
hammer after that recorder that day.
Yeah.
It didn't stop. So,
oh,
yes,
mercy.
I've had my embarrassing moments, too.
Well, you know, but I don't know. I just love live radio. I like talking to the people. I get a different feeling. I've tried pre-recording, but I get a different feeling when I'm talking to the people directly than, you know, just talking to a machine or something like that or trying to record somebody. But praise the Lord, you know, never can tell what the future will hold. But for now, I really love talk radio, which is live. Anyway, before break, you said you were going to tell us about why this was more oil in Israel than there was in Saudi Arabia, I think you said.
Yeah, yes, that's correct. Okay, now, first of all, for you to understand what I'm about to read, and, of course, if you have your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 27. Anyway, the firstborn blessing was a big blessing, because if they had, you know, two, or whether they have 27 children, the firstborn male got double blessing that of all the other children. So
Amen.
The firstborn blessing is really big. Now, I'm reading from where the switcheroo happened. As you recall, Isaac is about to die, and we're going to go to Genesis 27:28. He's about to die, and he's about to pull his feet up into bed and die. So he calls his favorite, Esau, and he says, I want you to go hunting. I want you to go kill me some venison. Come back and fix it for me. I'm going to bless you before I die.
Amen.
Rachel in the other room overhears, and she prefers Jacob. So when Esau goes hunting, she pulls a little switcheroo, and she gets Jacob the firstborn blessing. Now, this was the blessing given to Jacob, that is today Israel. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven. Okay, now we don't know what the dew of heaven is, but
Amen.
It's some kind of big blessing because Moses prophesied it. Several other people prophesied the dew of heaven. He goes on to say the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Now, the corn and wine, hey, that's food. We understand that. But what is this word fatness? So if you look up fatness, well, that's Strong's reference number 4924. I double-click on it in my little computer program. It says the Hebrew word is mashman, and it means fatness, usually a rich dish, fertile field, or a robust man. Okay, so it's talking about the wealth or the rich of the earth. So what's the richness of the earth? We already know from Genesis 49:1 that this oil is not going to be found until the last days. So what is the wealth of the last days? You'll find out that the world currency, surprisingly, is not gold, silver, or diamond. The world currency, the thing that the whole world runs on, is crude oil. Crude oil made America great. Crude oil is the thing that people will starve to death. They can't get to work. They won't have food. They won't have water unless they have crude oil running their economy. The most desired thing on earth is crude oil.
Amen.
So he's saying, therefore, God is going to give you the crude oil of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. It goes on to say, let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons, that means Esau, bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Wow! Now what does this mean, let nations bow down to thee? Well, I know some people have thought, oh well, when it's talking about Asher dipping his foot in oil, which is Deuteronomy 33:24. Oh, that's talking about olive oil. Well, brothers and sisters, the world nations are not going to bow down to Israel because of their bee honey or because of their olive oil.
Right.
Nations are going to bow down to Israel because of the crude oil she has. And in that, and of course, the rest of the story, then the Bible says right after Isaac was scarce gone from, right after Jacob was scarce gone from Isaac's, his father's presence, then here comes Esau, come back from hunting, and he says, well, I'm sorry, son, I already gave the firstborn blessing away. The Bible clearly says in verse 32, the firstborn blessing. And he said, I already gave it away. And he said, well, Father, don't you have any blessing for me? He said, yes. Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven from above. But it also goes on to say, by thy sword shalt thou live, verse 40, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass that when they shall have dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. In other words, this word dominion means when you have your own kingdom, so to speak, and that's what the kingdom of Islam is, or that's what the kingdom of Saudi Arabia is, then they were able to break off their brother's, Jacob's, yoke from off of their neck. That's what the Muslims do today. They live by the sword. If they aren't fighting somebody else, they're killing each other.
Yeah, amen.
But it does say that thy dwelling shall be the fatness or the wealth or the crude oil of the earth. And if you look at Saudi Arabia, if you take away Saudi Arabia, their crude oil, then they're back in the tent riding camel.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me. Sorry.
Okay, so what it's basically saying is that Israel absolutely, positively must have a minimum of twice the amount of oil as Saudi Arabia, because Esau's descendants were the Edomites, and the Edomites moved and lived south and east of Israel. Well, what nation is south and east of Israel? That would be Saudi Arabia. What nation south and east of Israel has crude oil? And that's Saudi Arabia. It's generally accepted that the Esau descendants are Saudi Arabia. So that means Israel must have lots and lots of oil. And if you want to find out why, I mean, I've got three DVDs. Matter of fact, I think we've got a gift offer on them right now. But I've got three DVDs on the matter, Prophecies of Oil in Israel, More Prophecies of Oil in Israel, and then my newest one, Asher's Hidden Prophecies of Oil in Israel.
Let me say something.
Okay.
Folks, you really need to get, and I'm not trying to sell DVDs for Stan. I want you to get the information. I saw these DVDs. In fact, I was present when at least one of them was done. And that information will just jump out at you. You might be thinking, oh, well, maybe so. If you see these, it's just fantastic. You not only did you do a good job, but the scriptures all add up, and it all just jumps out at you. And it also gives you a greater understanding of where we're at when you get realize some of these things Stan's saying. You can go on.
Well, Proverbs says that the wealth of the wicked or the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And
amen.
I've asked myself a lot of times, well, what is that? Oh, well, maybe that's when we get into the millennium. No, that can't be, because the Bible's quite clear in Matthew 13:30. It said he's going to burn up all of the wood, hay, stubble, and tares. In other words, all of this world is burned up. So there is no blessings from Satan's world that goes into God's world, into the millennium.
Amen.
Okay, so that means the wealth of the sinner has to be laid up for the just before the millennium. Well, hey, if Jesus returns, and I'm not setting any dates here, but I'm going to guess somewhere in the 2030, 2040 area, as in another 20 or 30 years, if that's true, that means it's got to start popping up here pretty soon. To me, what makes sense is that it's got to be something that's before the eyes of both sinner and the just, but the sinner will reject it, and the just will accept it. Okay, well, why do you think crude oil would be there? Well, because the only reason anyone is going to believe that there's really oil in Israel is because, first, they're a Christian, because they aren't going to read the Bible until they're a Christian. Secondly, even if they read the Bible, they're not going to believe in the prophecies unless they read them quite deeply and extensively. So, to me, the only one that's going to really believe that there's oil in Israel is the Christian prophecy student.
Amen.
All the rest of them, their eyes are just going to glaze over. It's going to go in one ear and out the other.
Well, not only that, look at the world right now. I don't know if this is relevant to it, but, the world thing that's trying to go on right now is trying to even steer the witches away from oil into all this, environmental junk and trying to shut the oil off.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, all of that is, you're exactly right. It's trying to take away the blessings of the land.
Right.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, I've got all sorts of stuff. You ask me. What do you want to know, or what do you want me to talk about?
Okay. What do you want? We were doing a good job. Okay. All right. Well, let's just go on with that. Why don't you show some more scriptures that, you know, not, well, let's not say prove all there, but let's go on and to say we talked about what Sid Roth said. He said that the Russians would, the final battle, the Russians would attack Israel because of the oil. And also, mind you, there's going to be some Arab nations in there if you just read your Bible. So why do you think it'll bother them? They've got a huge oil field themselves. What do you think, you know, what's going to happen to their oil field?
Okay. Now, we know that Ezekiel 38:4 specifically says that God puts a hook in their jaw. The angel that spoke to Dmitry said that he would raise up China, Japan, and many other nations. They'd go against the Russians, defeat the Russians. Let me skip on to it. But finally, all of the nations go down to attack Israel. They can't count on the help of the Jews in America, so they cry for Messiah. But the angel said that God will cause them to come down to attack Israel. Well, what could be the cause? Well, let me go to one of the other scriptures that I have only recently discovered.
Okay.
I was listening to someone teach on Daniel, and all of a sudden that word popped out at me again. And it was the same word. It said fattest. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've read and taught Daniel, but I never saw this until all of a sudden just boom. Just
right.
By revelation, I saw it. And let me read the scriptures that back up kind of where we are. Now, this is talking about the Antichrist. Daniel 11:24 says, the Antichrist, he shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province. And he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey, spoil, and riches. Interesting note is that word spoil is two letters away from oil, and it's also the same word that Ezekiel 38:4 says that they will come down for a spoil, to take a spoil, and
right.
Turn thine hand upon the desolate places, it says, that are now inhabited. Anyway.
Right.
And it says, you will, where it says, upon the fattest places of the province. Well, okay, is that talking about the same thing? So we look up the word fattest. And it's Strong's reference number 4924. Once again, it is exactly the same word that it mentioned back up in Genesis 27:28 and verse 38. And that is Mashma. It's talking about crude oil. Well, now, we know that Armageddon, the word means Har Megiddo. In other words, the Har is a hill of Megiddo. Well, I've been to Mount Megiddo, and it's overlooking the Valley of Jezreel, where the Battle of Armageddon takes place.
Right.
So it just says that the Antichrist is going to go into the areas where the crude oil is being taken out of the ground, the fattest places of the province. And what does he do? He does something that his fathers and his father's fathers have not done. He scatters among them the prey and the spoil. In other words, he distributes the wealth of the area. In other words, to me, it is indirectly saying a very, and that's all I'm going to say, a very good place to locate oil.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I have a better place to look for oil than the southwest end of the Dead Sea. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, let's go with this. Okay, well, that's still not quite saying. Will Israel's oil drilling, in your mind, or in the Bible's written word, affect Russia's oil or Saudi Arabian oil?
Well, okay. Hayseed Stevens told me that he had done some DNA analysis. You see, oil has a DNA too.
Right.
He had done a DNA analysis of the oil coming out of the southwest end of the Dead Sea and all of the other nations surrounding Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the same DNA. He believed that the source oil for all of the nations surrounding Israel was coming from the southwest end of the Dead Sea. However,
right.
October 26th of 2001, that's when God showed my prophet wife where the river of oil flows underneath Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shown that it, well, I don't want to say it, but she was shown the river of oil.
Right.
And it, I believe it's saying that the source of oil, or Israel, the source is not coming out of the Dead Sea area, but it is coming out of Israel. And that also has to do with just what I just said. In other words, I believe the source oil for Russia, Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, is all coming from exactly where I just said, right there.
Right.
In other words, that's the fattest places of the province. That's why Armageddon takes place there. That's why the Russians come down there, because that's the big, thick mound of oil. That's where the oil is endless.
Okay.
Endless oil.
Let me say this. So kind of sort of what you're saying is there's a great big pool of oil out there, and part of this great big pool of oil goes is not only under Israel, but it is also under Russia and Iran. So if they start drilling for oil there, it's going to greatly affect their oil source, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'll give you two different sources there. In other words, we believe the source oil for all of the Middle East comes from Israel in general, and one specific place, which is where I want to drill. Now, there's a couple of other geological reasons we believe that.
Okay.
One is a fellow by the name of Andy Sorrell, and I don't know what kind of equipment, but I read an article, and he had some new kind of a high-tech kind of equipment
mm-hmm.
that he saw down into the earth, and he used it from helicopter.
Right.
And he told where the source oil flows underneath Israel, and it's almost exactly where God showed my wife. And the area that they both agree on is, again, this area where I want to drill, which is not the southwest end of the Dead Sea. All right, then, another consortium said in a similar way that I dare not reveal, but they also confirmed that the source oil is coming out of that area. In other words, potentially the entire source oil, in other words, it's kind of the fountainhead for all of the oil in the Middle East comes out of Israel. And obviously, if we start tapping that, just well after well after well after well after well, at some point, if you start tapping it out from the source, then it's not going to flow out to Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Turkey, those, and all of a sudden, their wells start going dry, because the Bible says that the Russians come down on horseback, handling shield and bow and buckler. Well, why do you fight a modern warfare on horseback? Well, you don't. That is, unless you ran out of oil.
Right, right. Well, praise the Lord. And let's go with this. Well, that's going to greatly help some. Just lost stride here. I had to change phones. My other one's going dead. Anyway, where were we at? Okay, we connected all the oil, and so that would greatly upset them, of course, if their oil started going dry. But let's go with this. Why do you think that if all that oil's out there, why hasn't it already been found?
Well, there are several reasons. The spiritual reason is because the Jews have not received Jesus yet. It's not time. Also, they haven't been drilling in the right place in the natural. They haven't been drilling deep enough. There is not one well drilled in all of Israel that has drilled deep enough. I believe I found the scripture that tells how deep you got to drill to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
There's two other scriptures that I'll give you, the scriptures that say you got to drill deep. And they are Deuteronomy 33:13, Joseph, blessed be the land deep that coucheth beneath. That word deep, and where it says coucheth, that means embedded in the rock beneath. Genesis 49:25, blessings of the deep that lieth under. Isaiah 45:3, treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. There's three scriptures that refer to it being deep. And then another scripture that I'm not revealing, I haven't put it on any DVD, I haven't told anybody, but I found the scripture, how deep you got to go. So I know where to drill and how deep to drill.
Yeah, amen. Unless some unscrupulous people try to steal the blessing. Amen.
Let me say something about that.
Go right ahead.
I believe that I'll be the one that'll find it. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that I'll do that. And I think if somebody were to come to me and say, well, I'll provide the money, but I'll get 51% of it, I'd say, no, I tell you what I can do. I'll go over there and show you exactly where you drill, but you'll not hit it. You can drill until you're blue in the face, but you'll not hit it. What'll happen is you'll twist off, or you'll drop a string of pipe down that well, and it'll have to be abandoned, but you'll never hit that well unless I'm involved.
Amen. That's because strongly, I believe, I do believe God appoints us for certain things, and the task in which you intend to use the money for is
that's right.
What's going to be needed, you know, in the end times, and not as with all these, let's say, these secular oil companies.
Let me interrupt. Just one more thing I've got to say here. I'm afraid we're running out of time. There's a big rich man, I mean, one of the wealthiest people in all of Israel. For crying out loud, he owns just about everything. And I just got an article just yesterday. He has announced that he has decided to drill for oil in Israel. And I'm trying to contact him via email and tell him that if he wants to find it, he needs to work with me. But the point is God is beginning to raise up people of wealth to look for oil in Israel. And if he were to come to me and say, look, you know, tell me where to drill, but, you know, I don't want you involved. I'd say, if you don't get me involved, you're not going to find it, brother.
Well,
if God is able to keep it hidden for 4,500 years, he's able to keep it hidden from you, too. And
amen.
You got to have a prophecy student involved to find the prophetic oil.
Amen. Well, I agree with that, and let alone the message. I do believe, let's talk just briefly, we've got about 3 minutes or so. Just briefly want to touch on this. You're going to use the money to spread the end time message. I don't believe the correct end time message has been spread strongly enough or rightly enough, and that's something that I believe that is going to have to happen before Christ returns.
Well, there's two basic messages that's on my heart to spread. One is the message to America, and that is that the sentence has been passed. And that you are falling and that you must stop sinning, repent if you want Jesus' protection in the time of trouble, and that's not talking about a rapture.
Right.
Two, the whole world has to find out about what is written in the scriptures, Daniel and Revelation and the prophecies, saying that they're in the last days. The whole world, for the most part, many of them don't even know that there's a Bible. They don't know the Jesus of the Bible, and they certainly don't know that the Bible predicts the last days and what's in the last days.
Right.
And that message I have to take to the world. And that is why God is going to supply the oil to me, not because Stan Johnson needs it, not because he's giving it to me because I'm a nice guy. He's giving it to me because he wants people to know about prophecy to lead people to the Lord Jesus. It's financing his last day's soul-winning message, period. Now,
right.
I plan to bless the homeless and other ministries like that, but it's primarily for soul winning. It's a soul well.
Well, amen. It says the gospel will be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come. So,
amen.
Amen. That has to happen. Well, I've got about another minute I can deal with you. Why don't you give the prophecy? Folks, I want you to go to the Prophecy Club. Those of you that are listening on satellite after the program, I'm sure you've probably got a computer. I want you to go check out Stan's site on the Internet, and Stan will tell us what that is right now.
Well, yeah, prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com. Your brothers and sisters, just go over there and listen to the broadcast. Give all your donations to Pastor Dan and helping those homeless people. Why don't you give them the contact information if they want to donate to the homeless, Pastor Dan?
Well, praise the Lord. You all can find me. Just call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682, or go to our website, which is simply messiahsbranch.org, and you'll see the donation thing. If you can't, just give me a call, and I'll let you know. Well, Stan, praise the Lord. Thanks for being on with me. I'm going to have to let you go because I got about a minute before I have to go off. So God bless, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Amen. God bless. Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye. Goodbye and shalom. Well, folks, Stan has been on three different times and talked about this. You can find those in our radio archives. But go over to his website. He's got a place where you can go listen to his broadcast that he's made. Go over there and check him out. Listen to him and see what you say. And now I guess he's, from the way it sounds, he's got Sid Roth convinced of it. But anyway, regardless of that, the Bible says it, so who am I to argue? Anyway, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for your neighbors. You're supposed to love thy neighbor as thyself. So check out and make sure your neighbors are doing all right. Anyway, Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that Yahweh blesses and keeps you and that his face shines upon you and is gracious to you and gives you peace. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.
You're listening to AVR, the American Voice Radio Network. We're on free-to-air Ku-band satellite at Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, frequency 11836 vertical, with symbol rate 20.770, PID left audio channel. Visit our website at theamericanvoice.com.
Can your family survive a food shortage lasting 2 weeks, 6 months, or maybe longer? Sound far-fetched? We live in precarious times. There is an ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by terrorist attacks, natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse. You owe it to yourself and family to prepare, and you can by getting a supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods. Our foods are time-tested to store for decades, require a minimum of time and energy to prepare while maintaining superior nutritional value, freshness, and taste. Our foods were designed for the space program and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. Contact the Freeze Dry Guide today at freezedryguy@landset.com. That's freezedryguy@landset.com or call 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333 and let them know you heard it on American Voice Radio.
The U.S. dollar is fluctuating, gasoline reserves are low, and the price is rising. World events are, at best, uncertain. How would you fare a stock market crash, hyperinflation, or an overall economic collapse? What would you do if you woke up and the U.S. dollar had the buying power of a penny? Call Swiss America at 1-800-